I want to welcome you all here this evening. My name is Bill Ravenacy. I'm the Boston Campaign Director for Healthcare Without Harm. We want to express our appreciation to Dean Bloom of the Harvard School of Public Health and also to the co-sponsors from the Harvard School of Public Health, Dr. David Christiani from the Occupational Health Program, Dick Levins from the Human Ecology Program, the Health and Human Rights Program, and that would be Sarah Krishna, Josh Bloom, and Christian Fong. Also want to give thanks to Martin Volger, Sanford Lewis, Peter Diamond, and other staff people, Tiffany Skogstrom, who have helped make this evening come together with their hard work for the last 2 to 3 weeks on this. And I want to welcome our distinguished panelists as well, and the activist community who I see here, and the progressive student labor movement from the main campus at Harvard University. I have some brief housekeeping notes. Please turn off all of your cell phones. That would be greatly appreciated. The bathrooms are out the main door to your right, and the telephone booth is also out there as well. We plan on projecting three different video segments from Trade Secrets, from the Bill Moyers documentary that was aired last night. Each segment runs between 4 and 5 minutes. They'll be interspersed between the panel presentations. After the panel presentation, we have ample time for questions, about 45 minutes, so that the audience will have enough time to interact with this panel. We're hopeful that many of you had the opportunity last evening to view the Bill Moyers special, Trade Secrets. For those of you who haven't had the opportunity to watch the program, I'd like to say a few words about it. In Trade Secrets, a Moyers report, correspondent Bill Moyers and producer Sherry Jones uncovered how our health and safety have been put at risk and why the chemical industry doesn't want the truth to be known. This investigative report, accompanied by the PBS.org website, is based on a massive archive of secret industry documents as shocking as the tobacco papers. And if you'd like to see any of those documents, they are now online at the EW Environmental Working Group, EWG.org, website. At its core, the Moyers Show asks a deeply troubling question. With more than 75,000 synthetic chemicals having been released into the environment, what happens as our bodies absorb them, and how can we protect ourselves? As part of the report, Moyers took tests designed to measure the synthetic chemicals in his body, a measurement known as chemical body burdens. In a few moments, we'll screen that segment of Bill Moyers discussing the results of that testing. The blood tests bring the findings of Moyers' documentary chillingly close to home. Trade Secrets provides everyone working on toxic chemicals and environmental health issues a tremendous education and outreach opportunity. To help maximize that opportunity, the Environmental Health Fund, the Environmental Working Group, and I think you probably, for those who viewed the program last night, saw Ken Cook from the Environmental Working Group, the president of that environmental organization, the Center for Health, Environmental Justice, and the Women's Voices for the Earth have launched Coming Clean, an action network, a project aimed at cleaning up the chemical industry's contamination of our food, our bodies, and our environment. Let me add a poignant quote by the author Edward Abbey. Quote, "Sentiment without action is the ruin of the soul," end quote. So here's a few ways to blend sentiment and action. You can send a message to Congress on our website, www.comeclean.org. You can also use the website to sign up for monthly updates on what you can do to get the chemical industry to come clean. These two steps can also be taken by sending the postcard that's in your packet. I think many of you have received this. Whether you take action on the web or through the postcard or through the work that you do in your communities, we hope that you'll take these steps to connect and to stay connected. We want the chemical industry executives to come clean before Congress and reveal the secrets that they are withholding from the American public. We want to clean up the pollution of science and regulatory policy that chemical industry has accomplished over the last 30 years. And we want to clean up the products we use every day so that they don't contain dangerous chemicals. I would be somewhat remiss if I didn't wind up here with a Bill Moyers quote. And I quote, "If workers, the public, journalists, and government regulators had known what the industry knew about the health risk of its products when the industry knew it, our laws today might be profoundly more protective of human health than they are." End quote.